The Left's Long War on Using Illegal Aliens. Commentary. We're now apparently in the era where using the term birthing person makes you a thoughtful speaker and saying illegal alien gets you suspended, at least if you're one North Carolina high schooler. Last week, in Davidson County, North Carolina, 16-year-old student Christian McGee was suspended for 3 days for using the term illegal alien in class when clarifying the word alien in a vocabulary lesson, writes Donna King, editor-in-chief of the Carolina Journal. A classmate reportedly threatened to fight Christian over his word choice, but both students and their teacher insisted the exchange was innocent and the other student's outrage was in jest, adds King, who notes the absurdity of politically correct terms such as birthing person and uterus owners in her column about the incident. So to recap, Christian, a teenager, reportedly didn't call someone an illegal alien, but simply asked the teacher if he was referring to an illegal alien or, say, a little green creature. But even voicing the term was enough to get him suspended. It's insane, but it's also the natural culmination of the left's long war on the term illegal alien. Unsurprisingly, so-called objective journalists were among the first to make the term verboten. In 2013, the Associated Press, which determines the style used by many of America's newsrooms, banned the term illegal immigrant. By 2015, so did ABC and NBC, reported The New Yorker. Liberal lawmakers soon followed with advocacy. In 2015, Representative Joaquin Castro, D. Texas, introduced the Correcting Hurtful and Alienating Names in Government Expression Act. Under Castro's bill, federal agencies would be required to use foreign national instead of alien and replace the term illegal alien with undocumented foreign national. The current language, Castro said in a statement, tended to dehumanize people. California, always quick to embrace the latest in political correctness, passed laws in 2015 and 2016 that removed from the state's labor and education code, reported the Associated Press. Meanwhile, in 2019, New York City's Commission on Human Rights decided it was entirely reasonable to fine people who used the terms illegal alien or illegals up to $250,000. In 2021, the Biden administration decreed that illegal alien and alien were terms that U.S. Customs and Border Protection and Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials should refrain from using. Non-citizen was now the preferred term. The words we use matter, lectured Troy Miller, acting commissioner of Customs and Border Protection, in a memo to employees. That same year, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, a Democrat, signed a bill banning the use of illegal alien in state government contracts, while California Governor Gavin Newsom, also a Democrat, signed into law a measure banning alien from appearing in all state laws. The term, he pontificated, was an offensive term for a human being. So to be clear, lawmakers focused on banning hurtful terms even as non-citizens streamed into the country across the southern border. An October report from the House Judiciary Committee estimated that 3.8 million illegal immigrants have entered the country since President Joe Biden was sworn into office. President Biden, who often seems a trifle detached from the policies his administration's officials aggressively enforce, created an uproar among liberals in March when he referred to the illegal immigrant charged with killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley, 22, as an illegal and ad-libbed remarks during his State of the Union address. Cue the scolding. Just like we should not be implementing Republican policy, we should not be repeating Republican rhetoric, Representative Ayanna Pressley, D-Mass, a member of the ultra-leftist House squad, told AP. Castro, who had tried to ban alien back in 2015, sounded similarly distraught. The rhetoric President Biden used tonight was dangerously close to language from Donald Trump that puts a target on the backs of Latinos everywhere, Castro posted on X. President Biden, chastened, confessed in an interview days later with MSNBC that he shouldn't have used illegal. It's undocumented. Yet here's where it becomes abundantly clear that a huge disconnect exists between Americans and leftist lawmakers. A Harvard-Harris poll asked respondents whether Biden's use of the word illegal in the State of the Union address was appropriate or inappropriate. and in this divided era of American politics, a whopping 79% of respondents said it was appropriate. Among Hispanics, 74% said they thought it was appropriate for President Biden to call Laken Riley's killer an illegal. That sounds like consensus. The left has long tried to conflate the issues of immigration and illegal immigration, obscuring the difference between extending the opportunity for the American dream to those who have legally applied and waited and those who come in unvetted through what is in effect an open border. As Miller said in his 2021 memo, the words we use matter. That's exactly why the left is so adamant about making the use of illegal alien, a term that clearly denotes reality, as forbidden as a horrendous racial slur. Reprinted by permission from the Daily Signal, a publication of the Heritage Foundation.